to the CS Cafe, where we do a little storytelling, mix a little poetry, and seduce your mind. Welcome back. It's time to pour out into my brothers and sisters. So this piece is for you. It's called Drunk on You. Inebriated on your words. Slipped in a coma of dictionaries. The one she loved became the antithesis of her upbringing. Conversations with our daughters should not be the derivative of sin. But the explanations given by Mrs. Frizzle, who took the magic school bus into our synapses. See, the toxic nature of giving key-carded babies to act-rich 7th graders in hopes to prevent a cycle that never begun. We start back at 1. The art of teaching prevention is not the preparation of sin. See, you dropped the ball. Truth is, we drop balls like fouls to the infield because how it was taught to us overpowered us, so the enlightenment stayed stagnant. Feeding off your fears, the disconnection to emotional stability, that freedom that grows the memories is stunning. Tell me why you walked out. While your mental gas tank was on empty, yet you pushed your negative views like pushing a car forward on neutral, going nowhere without help. Young girls look for her father, the first man to love, and yet she looks under beds to only get snatched by Freddy. Never dreaming because dreams are like bullets that GPS targeted in reverse. Who's gonna save us? See, I'm trying to understand why the breathalyzer don't catch the threats beyond toxic level. See, I need to talk to my girls about the work they folded in ottoman so they don't have to hear grandmas in their mentals. Where are your hands? See, young girls do not reach out in darkness because darkness might be living under the same roof. Although she calls out, she cannot hear the replies. Deaf are the ears that cannot hear, I'm here, at high frequencies. I'm here, strap up them boots. Falling into a shower of cold water, face tapped to slap the sense and tender skin, but it ain't coming. The stench of vile words strategically placed across your abdomen tried to asphyxiate the prophecy growing inside you. Focus on third legs, we wrap around it like children to daddy's legs. Body in a state of stupefaction, we cannot exit until Ruth's house sends some mothers to relocate you. See, young woman hides underneath cameras, jumping into Cadillacs of old serpents. Mothers moving women and children like cargo across Ruth's houses because she's inebriated on his words, and his sorry becomes the apple Sleeping Beauty bit. Fairy tales aren't real and kisses don't weigh no one's ass. Wake up in your own skin and save your reflection so they do not break like cracked mirrors. Don't let the books of eroticism teach young minds how to kegel muscles before parents teach how to stable the feelings after rejection. You too often predisposed to one word, yes, that two letters married together, M-O, seems to sit at the top of curse words so we don't use it. Never instructed on how to digest and confront the veto of verbal contracts, we take sops of dissension until we're hissing out insults, until we misarticulated who God called them to be. Stop it. I'm not trying to see girls with black eyes who couldn't walk out before his mind hit the gutter. I'm not trying to see young men who look for familiarity and abusive girls who control because as a child, that option wasn't given to them. Popping pills to silence group therapies of memories that seep out of old wounds. Tell me, how can we heal the child? How can we lay down fists that had to stay balled up to make it to tomorrow? The mental capacity of the young adult is bankrupt. Emotional credit is -300, yet they still put spouses on layaway. Or is it afterpay? Paying in 4 versions of themselves because they cannot come to them whole. Why do y'all continue to stroke the ego? Let me give you the exegesis of my intellect. The self-deprivation of emotional stability stems from the land of no direction. We train the child in fall. We train the child in fall. We train the child and stumble over them because we are not grounded in our own truths. We search for the explication to ready young minds, but we ourselves had no recollection of the blueprint. See, we teach our youth to wrap it up and go for the plan B, knowing good and damn well condoms can't be pulled over hearts. We'd rather premarital sex the body and abstain the mind from reading the stop sign that tells you this is flag football, not contact. Having 50 souls in our little black books by 21, yet we count bodies to X people that resemble the souls we kept on rotation, just in case we had no faith that the engine would start in this relationship. In REM sleep, you process the way things were, what they could have been, and what they're gonna be. We lack the time to reimagine the self that loved its reflections just because it was Tuesday. Tell me why you feel it ain't how the others used to do ya. The comparison of hearts leaves you lonely. Alone in thoughts that think it good to leave you tormented. See, you were inebriated by the words that you lost sight of the action. Love is a verb often misappropriated. We fine-tune the words but Ray Charles the actions. Knocking on hearts that bend you like Georgia did Ray. It's not often that bands are lifted. Let me lift your spirit, shady are the tongues that slash self-esteem like the Philistines to King Saul. Droughted are the hearts who cannot love self and you too. Traitor is the mind that cannot free itself from your existence, so they recite, I cannot live without you and die trying. Cold Blue, Room 356. Cold Blue, Room 356. Cold Blue, Room 356. Claire, pressing on your heart, charge 200. Claire, still pressing on your heart, charge 250. Claire, waiting for you to recognize your self-worth, charge 300. Claire, resurrecting your life. Sobriety is one heck of a freedom. And your arsenal, you have the power to decipher between words and actions. See, words and actions cannot go without one another. Change behavior is better than roses. Roses get cut and cut and cut till it withers, thrown into trash cans on its arrival to landfill. You are worth more than their vocabulary, so stay sober. We were never born to be drunk on love. Thanks for tuning in to the CSCAFE. Did we ride your mind tonight? Did you feel good? Tune in next time because you don't wanna miss this.